Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
You know, it's hard enough when you have a control battle with your teenagers, but what do you do if you have a control battle with your spouse too? We'll talk about this and more in episode number 52, titled, My Husband Undermines My Parenting. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every single day. And I'm happy to announce that our Empowered Teen Parenting Workshop is up and running. We're having a great time, and if you'd like to get priority entry when we set up our next one, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and send me an email. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. I'm sure plenty of other folks will benefit from the question, so come on over to my website and enter it there today. Do not delay. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Tony, and Tony is a mom from Boston, Massachusetts. And Tony writes, I've read your book and I listened to your podcast, and they are spot on for our situation. My daughter and son, 16 and 13, are good kids, but both are quite challenging in their own ways. I want them to apply themselves in school and to invest in healthy activities. Right now, my daughter is getting C's and B's with an occasional D. She has a lot of friends, and she'll hang out with them and be on her phone all day and night if we let her. My son has to be pried from his games to get him to do his work, which he can do quite easily, but he could care less about. Here's my problem. While I want them both to do better, my husband says they're just being teenagers and I should back off since they are good kids. How can I end a control battle with my kids if I'm in a control battle with my husband? He said that he didn't apply himself in high school either, and he turned out all right. How can I convince him that we need to hold our teenagers to higher standards? How can I get out of all of these control battles in my life? Well, Tony, this is a common dilemma. I see it in my office every day. So, thanks for bringing it up. Now, the control battle can be very complex and can take many forms. You know, sometimes I like to think of it as a choreography. In situations I've worked with like yours, a common choreography is, first, kids underperform, then mom gets upset and sets limits. Father thinks mom is too uptight and then won't back her up. Mom gets defeated, doubts herself, and backs off. Then mom puts up with underperformance until it hits a new low. She gets upset. Dad agrees kids do need to shape up at least a little. Kids improve slightly for a short period of time, and the dance goes on and repeats itself. So, Tony, I don't know if this is exactly your situation, but I'll bet some elements are accurate. Here are some basic principles I think it's important for all families, and then we can talk about how to apply them in your situation. First principle is, if parents disagree about whether or not a child can do an activity, the child cannot have permission unless they both agree. If parents disagree about an acceptable standard, then the child is accountable to the higher standard. Now, some of you may be thinking, Neil, what if the parent with the higher standards has unreasonably high standards? What if they're unreasonably restrictive? Well, then parents need to take that conversation offline, and if they can't resolve it, they need to get therapy and address it together. Parents should not undermine each other's authority with the kids. That's triangulating the kids. It's unhealthy family dynamics. Tony, it sounds like that's what's happening in your family. You are being undermined. And now the question is, why? Well, my guess is that there's a long-standing pattern with you and your husband. Your husband could be hard to get through to. He might be strongly attached to being a nice guy, and he has to play that role with the kids. It might be that you carry around significant self-doubt. So when you get pushback, you give in. It might be that because you allow others to discount you and overstep your boundaries, that when you set limits, you do it with frustration and you do it with emotion. And then your family is responding to your tone and not the message. And it becomes a way to discount your message and discount your limits. Now, it might be a combination of those elements, or maybe some I haven't even thought of here. So if you want to turn things around, let's start by building a more empowered you. And an empowered you will have a positive vision of your terrific kids and your well-meaning husband. And you will need to have a positive vision of yourself as well, and believe that your standards and your expectations are not only reasonable, but vital to your teenager's development. So now, Tony, here's a caveat. You might very well be in burnout from worrying so much, trying so hard, and then not getting support or results. And if that's the case, before we can move forward with anything, you've got to take care of yourself first. Where can you get personal support? What can you do to get calm and de-stressed? Now, once you are in a healthy emotional place, then you can take some steps forward. Now, be clear about what your expectations are. Not just what you don't like, but what you really require. That can include limits on when kids have access to their devices, the quality of their schoolwork, involvement in healthy, non-academic activities such as music, art, performance, performing arts. Can include home responsibilities, and it can also include the quality of their tone of voice to you. Now, make 100% sure that you aren't going to allow yourself to end up in an argument or an emotional discussion with your husband or your kids, because that's how you're going to break out of control battles. Expect resistance, because when you change your participation in a pattern, others will keep trying to bring you back into it. Except this time, you aren't going to go there. You're not going to stay involved with the predictable choreography. Now, you may need to take control of devices, and you can do this by simply turning off the Wi-Fi or going to your cell phone carrier and suspending your daughter's data plan. That will let people know that you actually mean what you say, you aren't going to argue, you aren't going to fight, and that your limits and your expectations are in fact real. And you want to communicate that you're happy for your kids to have their privileges, and I mean privileges, not entitlements. You're happy for them to have their privileges. They simply have to have their priorities straight. Now, when your husband intervenes on their behalf, simply tell him that you want the kids to be happy just like him, and you want the kids to like you just like they like him, but that your first obligation is to do what's best for them. And it's okay if he has different standards and values than you do, but that you are going to hold them to yours since you're a parent too. Make sense? So listeners, I want all of you to ask yourself this question. Where am I giving away my power? What would be different if I had a more positive outlook and brought my best thinking, my highest standards, and I set limits and I eliminated my self-doubt? My guess is that overall, you will be more effective, less resentful, happier, and everyone around you will respect you and appreciate you. Now, don't take my word for it. Give it a try. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to Tony from Boston, Massachusetts for her question. And do you know someone who might benefit from reading my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? Some readers have said it's the best counseling session they ever had. Now, please, would you do me a favor? Take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.